What's up, everybody? It's your boy KJ Five to the Two. This is the Firestarter Bible Study. Today we are in Matthew chapter 11, and we're going to go and examine verse 2, verse 3, and a couple other verses, but mainly verse 2 and verse 3. And the kind of the title of this audio Bible study is "What Happens When You Doubt Jesus." Now, if you know anything about John the Baptist, at least from contemporary sources, or at least from other gospel reports, he was related to Christ. He was his cousin. And the Bible also talks about the fact that he was the forerunner. In other words, he was the opening act, so to speak. He got the crowd, he got the people, he got the nation and their hearts ready for what Jesus was going to do. And he actually even says this. I mean, this is what John the Baptist says. He says, "I must become less, he must become greater." So he knew his mission obviously wasn't to be the Messiah, and a lot of people thought that he was going to be. He's going to be this political ruler, leader that's going to set the Jewish nation free from the oppression that Rome had on the country. But John knew that basically all he was there was to lead people in repentance, to turn away from sin, to turn away from the wrong things that we get into, and to turn to God, and also to get people ready for what Jesus was going to do. And I titled it this is because what happens when you doubt Jesus? Now, I'm not talking about like what Peter did or Thomas did. I'm talking about John. If you read the first couple of verses, it says John gets put in prison. Basically, John's doing everything God told him to do, and still everything goes wrong. He winds up smack dab in prison. And Jesus is still out doing his miracles. And I have to, you know, infer from the passage that basically John begins to doubt what's happening. In fact, it goes as far as to say that he actually sent it. John had a series of people that he was training, his disciples. He sent some of his disciples from prison to go and ask Jesus and say, "Hey, are you the one we should be looking for, or is there somebody else?" In other words, John probably reached a crisis of faith in his own life where he basically said, "This is not what I planned. This is not how I thought it was going to work out. This is not what I thought I was here to do. It doesn't make sense." And Jesus very humbly, very lovingly sort of sets the record straight. He says, "Take a look around you. Look at what you see. This is exactly what I'm here to do." And rather than crushing John in his moment of weakness or his moment of doubt, he actually praises him. He says, "For people born under women, there was no one greater than John." He said, "But those that are the least in the kingdom of heaven are higher up than him." And I'm not really going to dig into all that. But the point is that sometime in our life, sooner or later, we're going to reach a crisis of faith where we doubt who God is, or we just have things just don't seem to make sense. The plan that we seem to be following, the way that we thought everything was going to work out, is not working out. We grow frustrated, and we ask Jesus the exact same thing that John asked, which is, "Are you the one that you said you are, or is there somebody else?" We're all going to hit that. And the point is, it's okay. The point is that it's not that you stay stuck there. It's okay to bring your honest questions to God. It's okay to bring your honest doubts and fears and struggles. And it's okay to cry out and simply say, "I don't understand what's going on, but God, can you explain this to me?" And then when he gives you the answer, you move on and you keep serving him. You keep seeking him. You keep living for him. It says at the very last verse, it says, "Come to me, all you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." That basically just means, bring me your problems, your stresses, your questions. I can handle it. As a father loves his kid, so he loves us the exact same way. So check it out. Matthew chapter 11. Be a fire starter today. We'll be in Matthew chapter 12 tomorrow.